谢主，我们继续靠着圣灵帮助来学习道理，互相勉励。
Thank God that this afternoon we'd like to rely on the Holy Spirit to continue to study the truth.
我们先来看诗篇一百二十八篇第一节。
Let's turn our Bible to Psalm number 128, verse 1.
诗篇一百二十八篇第一节。
Psalm number 128, verse 1.128篇第一节 Number 128, verse 1.
说凡敬畏神、遵行他道的人，变为有福。
Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways.
那诗篇120篇到134篇叫做上行之诗。
Psalm number 124 to 136 is also referred to as the Song of Ascent.
啊，有的说这个是他们以前呢、啊，要上圣殿拜神的时候啊。走那个台阶啊，慢慢唱。
According to the legends, these are the psalms that the Israelites sing as they ascend onto the temple.
啊，以色列人被掳外邦以后，他们要回来圣殿拜神也是一样啊，边走边唱诗。
When after the Israelites were taken captivity, they would return to Jerusalem and sing songs along the way.
那、啊、这些诗歌啊，带给他们呢、啊，跟神之间呢、啊，越来越亲近。
These songs help them to build a more intimate relationship with God.
从这个诗歌当中啊，得到很多的鼓励跟帮助。
They were able to receive much encouragement and edification through the songs.
所以每一篇诗歌都相当美。
So each and every one of these songs, is very beautiful.
128篇呢、啊，有的人把它当做一种好像很美的得到神祝福的一个家庭的一种画像。
Psalm number 128 could be could describe a very blessed family.
说敬畏神所道理的人，神就是这样祝福给他。
According to this psalm, we could see how God will bless a person if he fears the Lord and walks in His ways.
他每一个人都盼望啊得福气。
Each and every one of us wish to be blessed by God.
中国人呢、啊、以前讲说财主寿哈，钱财很多，祖孙多，活得长久，就三大福。
The Chinese regard wealth, descendants, and longevity as the greatest blessings of all.
当然，这是一般人的观念了，跟圣经里面的观念不一定完全一致。
Of course, these may not be completely biblical.
那不过，盼望得福气都是人的一种心理。
However, we know that it is only human nature to want to be blessed.
中国人以前在过年过节的时候都会贴门联哈。
In the Chinese culture, during the New Year, they would put up red banners on their doors.
啊，贴红纸啊，上面写字。
And on the banners, they would have different writings.
我想这个风俗可能是从犹太人出埃及的时候，那个时候受影响了。
I think that this culture custom was probably influenced by the Israelites when they departed from Egypt.
因为那个时候他们是用牛羊的血啊，用羊的血嘛，啊把它抹在门上。
At the time of Genesis, Exodus, the Israelites put the blood of the lamb on their doorframe.
啊，天使在击杀埃及人的时候，看到有血就越过去，所以他们就得平安。
The angels would pass over those doors that are stained with blood.
啊、可能这样流传下来、哦、所以中国人呢，他都会过年过节都会贴红门帘。
Perhaps due to this custom, the Chinese also adopted such practice and put red banners around their door.
上面都写很多吉祥的话。
And they would write many words of blessings on these banners.
还有的写一个福啊，福啊，然后把它倒过来。
Some would write the word blessing and put it upside down.
啊，中国人的意思就是说啊。从天上倒下来，倒嘛，哈，同样的，从天上把福气倒下来的意思。
What the Chinese mean is that these blessings have fallen from heaven.
他希望说，盼望这个家庭啊，能够得到很多的福气。
They wish for their own family to be blessed by God.
那圣经里面跟我们讲说，其实真神才是一切福气的源头。
The Bible tells us that God is the source of all blessings.
你如果认识真神啊，平安跟福气就随着你。
If you know God, then His blessings will follow you all the days of your life.
因为神是一切福气的源头。
Because God is the source of all blessings.
在五月份呐、啊，园林教会灵恩会的时候。
In this past May, when there was a spiritual convocation in Garden Grove Church,
安排一位姐妹叫做刘玉秋啊 ，Lucy Liu 做见证。
They asked a sister Lucy Liu to bear testimony.
那这个姐妹大概信主两年多啊，两年半左右。
She's a newly baptized member, only been a believer for 2 years.
她是从中国北京来。
She came from Beijing, China.
她有学医方面的背景。
And she was
做过医学研究。
She is in the medical research field.
因为她的先生啊，癌症离世。
Her husband was inflicted with cancer and passed away.
她一个儿子自己跑到美国，先跑到美国来读书。
And her son had come to America to study.
后来他不放心、啊、把工作辞掉，他也跑到美国来，为了照顾儿子。
Because she wanted to take care of her son, she resigned from her job and came to America.
但是我们知道说、啊、你一个新移民来到美国啊，没在这里读书，也没有这边的执照，要很难找工作。
But we know that for a new immigrant who was not educated here and who does not have a license, it's very difficult for her to find a job.
所以一开始的时候，他很辛苦。
So in the beginning, she had a very difficult life.
她在一个中国人的店里面啊，当店员。
And she became a salesperson in a Chinese market.
啊，工作时间很长，但是收入很少。
She worked very long hours with very low income.
啊，因为有一个姐妹认识她。
So one of our sisters got to know her.
她后来就跟我太太还有啊一点的岳母啊，他们几个人就去。
With the pastor's wife and Ethan's mother-in-law, they went and visited this sister.
因为他本来所接受的教义啊是无神论的教义。
She used to be an atheist.
他说一开始跟他见证道理啊，谈三个小时。
So their first visit, they talked for over 3 hours.
她口才很好，你跟她讲一句，她可以跟你讲十句。
She's very eloquent, so she could reply 10 sentences for everything you say.
啊，你跟她讲见证啊，她都会用很多科学方式来解释。
And she's able to explain scientifically all the testimonies that we share with her.
啊，等于这个讲了三个小时以后，最后的结论说好了。啊，我就跟你们到教会去看一下吧。
At the end of the 3-hour-long conversation, she finally agreed to go and visit a church, pay a visit to the church.
好、哦，啊，就感谢主，她后来就来了。
And we thank God that she indeed came to our church.
她、啊、来了不久以后啊，有一次在我们家家庭聚会。
Not long after her visit, once we had a family service at the pastor's home.
那、啊、我一开始跟她见证说啊，神怎么带领我们这个家庭。
So I bear testimony to her as to how God has guided my family.
因为那个时候我刚刚买 Buena Park 那个房子。
Because I had just purchased my home in Buena Park.
我说那个是神的赏赐。
I told her that it was the blessing of God.
但是她一开始她也不以为然。
In the beginning, she didn't agree with me.
啊，你们怎么都说你们是神的赏赐？
How can you say everything is the blessing of God?
结果那一次我跟她谈了两个小时。
So I spent 2 hours talking with her that time.
啊，后来她就继续来聚会。
And she continues to come to church.
那这一次她见证的时候，主要是说。他怎样从一个无神论的变成一个有神论的
？In this May, her testimony mainly talked about how she transformed from an atheist to a Christian.
他怎样本来认为没有神的，怎样从生活当中去体会到神
？How she experienced God in her everyday life.
啊，然后怎样在祷告当中啊，他啊把握到神的恩典啊，抓住神。
And how she held on to God and His blessings through her prayer.
啊，她讲了一个多小时。
She spent over an hour testifying.
啊，那个见证很感动人哦。
The testimony was very touching.
那的确，她口才很好。
She is very eloquent.
哇，讲起来很有说服力。
And she is very convincing.
假如你们要她的那个录音带哦，我觉得那个录音带很好。可以做我们信仰上非常好的帮助，可以跟耶林教会一样。
I would encourage you to obtain a copy of her testimony cassette.
她说啊，她在生活当中，因为我们跟她讲说，你要从生活里面去体会神是活神。
We share with her that God is a living God, and you can experience God in your everyday life.
而且你在困难当中啊，你晓得要去靠神，抓住神。
And we told her that, especially in times of trouble, you need to trust God and rely on Him.
感谢主了， 他说他就从工作当中啊，本来他工作不太稳定，然后祷告神，神给他一个比较好的工作。
We thank God because she started to pray about her job and God gave her a better job.
啊，但是也是一个店员的工作而已。
It was still a salesperson in the marketplace.
不过是比较稳定一点。
But it was somewhat more stable.
啊，钟点会比较多一点。
Her wage was a little bit higher.
让她可以生活安定下来。
So she could worry a little bit less.
后来。因为他租房租啊，啊每天啊，每个月花费也是相当大。
She had a great rental expense every month.
有的人就鼓励他说：“你买一个那个 motor home。”
So some people encourage her to buy a motor home.
大概是40,000块钱左右吧。
It costs approximately $40,000.
他说、啊、你啊，有些弟兄姊妹借给他一点那个当配啊，啊然后他自己每个月啊，啊就去付那个。本来付房租的，现在就付贷款。
Some church members lend her some money for the down payment, and instead of paying rent, now she's paying a mortgage for the motor home.
然后来，她就真的就买了一个 motor home.
And she eventually decided to buy a motor home.
买了以后啊，她就请教会的弟兄姊妹就到他们家，她就在那里聚餐。
After that, she had an open house, and she asked the members to go to her place.
吃完饭以后啊，有一个韩国弟兄啊。
At the end of the dinner, one of the Korean member.
他就坐在他家沙发椅上啊，躺在那里就睡着了。
A Korean brother sat in her couch and fell asleep.
他睡着以后，他说他做了一个梦。
And he said he actually had a dream.
啊，等到要大家要走的时候，他说哇，我刚刚做了一个梦。
When we're about to leave her house, he woke up and told us about his dream.
他就跟那个 Lucy 讲。
He told Sister Lucy.
刚刚我做梦啊，梦到主耶稣说啊。
Just now I had a dream and the Lord Jesus said.
说你将来哦，你不久会有一个工作，很接近你的本行的工作。
That in the very near future, you will find a job very close to your own field.
那结果真的不久啊，他就找到一个工作。
And indeed, she did find a job later.
是在一个公司里面，本来是在做接待员。
She was the receptionist in the company.
啊、哦，但是后来那个老板发现说，哎，他有做过医学研究的背景。
But the boss found out that she has some prior experience in medical research.
而且这个公司啊，也是在做医学方面、医药方面的。
And this company happens to be a pharmaceutical company.
他说，哎。老板就来找他。
So the boss came and talked to her.
他说你这个背景啊，你是研究那个癌症的。
He said you used to be a researcher of cancer.
我们现在哈、哦、为你安排一个实验室，我们买你所需要的研究设备。
Now we have set up a lab and we're willing to purchase whatever equipment you need for your research.
它可以让你继续做研究，你愿不愿意？
Are you willing to take up this responsibility?
哇，当然这个是他从来没有想过的。
This was something beyond her imagination.
啊，后来他就答应了。
She happily agreed.
那整个公司里面的人呢、啊，都觉得很奇怪。
Everyone in the company thought it was very strange.
本来是一个办事员，怎么突然间有一个大办公室
？She used to be a receptionist, and now she has her own office, very spacious.
她可以在那里做医学研究。
And now she resumed her medical research.
啊，当然那个。那个他的收入啊，薪水就不是做办事员的薪水了。
Obviously her salary also was adjusted.
那结果那个弟兄啊，做的梦不久就实现了。
So the dream that the brother had in her house that one day became true.
他说啊，他从来没有梦想到说他有一天会回到他本行。
Sister Lucy said that she never dreamed that she would ever return back to her field.
所以后来他说啊，真的好像在做梦一样，他怎么突然间这样？这个机会就来了。
She said that this opportunity is really like a dream.
他说，他要来做见证的时候，他找他人事主管来。找他说。说请他来，因为我们教会有灵恩会嘛，请他来。
So on the day when she bear testimony, she actually invited her HR manager to our church.
他那个人事主管说啊，如果你讲的话，我就跟你去。
The HR manager says, if you're the speaker, I will go with you.
那结果真的，那一天是因为他见证嘛，所以他的那个主管就跟他来。
So indeed, the HR manager came to church with her that day.
所以他第一个就讲到说他这个生活当中啊，神怎么一步一步带领他。
So, in her testimony, she asked God, she talked about how God guided her everyday life.
因为我们本来跟他讲很多见证啊，他都是好像听故事一样。
In the beginning, when we told her about our testimonies, she thought that they were fairy tales.
啊，结果后来他自己在生活当中体验到了啊，真的有神。啊、可以祷告靠神。
Now she has personally experienced God in her life through her prayer.
哦，啊，当然她见证还有很多了。另外一个就是说，她开始学习禁止祷告。
Of course, she testified about many other things, including how she learned to fast and pray.
那常常听说禁止祷告有功效。
She often hear about people saying fasting prayer is one of the most effective way to reach God.
所以她就想说啊，那我为什么禁止呢？
So she wonders why she would ever want to fast.
后来想到说她孩子啊被吸烟。
Then she thought that her son has a bad habit of smoking.
他现在一方面在打工，一方面在上大学。
He is now attending college and also working part-time.
因为以前他的先生也是吸烟吸很多啊，所以不幸后来生病。
Her husband used to be a chronic smoker as well.
所以他一直劝他的儿子说，你不要再吸烟了。
So she tries to encourage her son to quit.
啊，再怎么劝他，怎么讲啊，都他都没有办法。
But her son refused to quit no matter what she says.
他说，当妈妈的为着爱儿子啊，就想说啊，我来替他祷告禁食。
So the mother, Sister Lucy, decided to fast and pray for her son.
啊，那就说啊，啊要禁食什么时候呢？
And then she began to plan on when she should fast.
他本来想说啊，禁食早上。
She thought maybe I should fast my breakfast.
啊，那儿子说啊，妈妈早上不吃饭也叫禁食啊。
Her son laughed at her and say, skipping breakfast doesn't count.
啊，如果这样的话，我已经禁食七年了。
He said if skipping breakfast is considered fasting, then I have been fasting for 7 years.
啊，儿子说他七年都不吃早餐的。
Because for 7 years, the son never had breakfast.
啊，那就说啊，禁食中餐吗？
So then she thought, maybe I should fast lunchtime.
而且我中餐都是在公司里面吃啊。
But she would have her lunch hours. She's still at work.
啊，人家都在吃饭，你一个人不吃也觉得怪怪的。
It's kind of strange that everybody else is having lunch and you're sitting there by yourself.
所以她后来就禁食晚餐。
So she decided to fast her dinner.
啊，而且我，她也没有跟她儿子讲。
She didn't tell her son about her fasting prayer.
啊，因为两个人各忙各的啊。
Because they were both very busy with their own lives.
小孩子白天工作，晚上要上课。
Her son was working during the day and going to school at night.
啊，过了十天。
10 days later.
啊，儿子的一个女朋友啊，啊，就来跟他讲。
Her son's girlfriend came and talked to her.
啊，阿姨，阿姨，你真的为那个，她叫做 Alice 啊，哈。他说：“你真的为他祷告禁食吗？”
The girlfriend asked Sister Lucy, "Have you been fasting, praying for Alex, my boyfriend?"
他说：“是啊。”
She answered, "Yes."
我真的替他禁食。
Yes, I have been fasting for him.
啊，怎么样？
She said, "So what's going on?"
他说：“他最近哦，他不吸烟，烟拿起来头就昏。”
The girlfriend said that lately Alex stopped smoking because he would feel dizzy whenever he get close to cigarettes.
已经快十天了，他都不吸烟。
It's been almost 10 days and he hasn't smoked at all.
但是他都没告诉我说，不能够让你知道。
And the son, he asked me not to tell you about it.
他免得你认为说，哇，你祷告禁食很有功效，你就一直禁食下去。
He doesn't want you to keep fasting, thinking that this is the only way he would quit.
哦，他没想到说，他禁食十几天了，真的，他的儿子那个吸烟的坏习惯就改下了，啊，结果一直到现在都不吸烟。
Amazingly, after 10 days of fasting prayer, the son quit smoking and he has not smoked at all until today.
所以那是从生活当中啊一些细节啊去摸到神，体会到神。
So Sister Lucy has really experienced God and touched God in her life.
啊，让她一步一步啊。了解到神啊，对神有更深刻的体会。
Gradually and slowly, she has a better understanding of who God is.
的确，我们所拜的神呐、啊，是又真又活的神呐、啊。
Indeed, the God whom we worship is a living and true God.
他是万物的主宰，其实也是我们生命的主宰。
He is the master of the universe, and he is the master of our life.
那一个人呐、啊，要得到福气啊，就是要晓得敬畏神，遵守他的道。
So if a person wants to be blessed by God, he must first fear God and walk in His ways.
我们看128篇的第二节。
I'd like you to look at Psalm number 128, verse 2.
这边128篇第二节。
Psalm 128, verse 2.
说你要吃劳碌得来的，你要享福，事情顺利。这里讲到说敬畏神的人啊，他事业会顺利。
In this verse, it says that those who fear God will have a prosperous career.
我们知道说我们可以靠我们的聪明才智，我们努力工作啦、啊，或者是我们很会计划。
We know that we could try to work hard and plan our career.
但是哦，光靠我们人的努力啊，不见得就能够成功。
But our hard work is in and of itself, it cannot guarantee the success of our career.
所以传道书的九章十一节里面讲。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11, it says.
力战的未必得胜。
The battle is not to the strong.
聪明的未必得之财。
And the riches does not go to the men of understanding.
啊，灵巧的未必得喜悦。
Nor favor to men of skill.
若很会打仗的啊，你不一定得胜呢。
Just because you're strong doesn't mean that you will win a battle.
我们看到说以前在打仗的时候啊，像希特勒他，结果他也会打，但是最后失败了。
We know that, for example, Hitler had a very good military, but he did not always have victory.
拿破仑说他是常胜将军呢。
Napoleon said that he was the eternal victor.
但是他后来也失败了。
But in the end, he also failed.
所以拿破仑有一次讲说啊，他要出战的时候，他会想到说，万一打败仗的时候，他要怎么逃？
Once Napoleon actually planned a retreat before he engaged in a battle.
圣经里面讲到那个哥利亚很会打仗。
The Bible says that Goliath was a mighty warrior.
所以看到那个大卫啊，一个小孩子。
So when he saw David being a very young child,
所以他就看不起大卫。
He despised him.
我又不是狗，你拿那个拐杖要来打狗啊。
He says, I am not a dog, why do you bring me a stick?
因为哥利亚长得很高大，全身都是武器。
Goliath was a tall and great warrior with nice armors.
啊，大卫说你打仗是靠刀枪啊。
David said that you fight with your sword and armor.
那我是靠神的名。
By fight in the name of the Lord.
一边讲啊，一边就把石头就甩出去了。
So David sling a stone at Goliath.
而且我就打中了哥利亚额头，哥利亚就倒下去了。
He hit Goliath dead on between his eyes, and Goliath fell.
所以很会打仗的人啊，不一定得胜啊。
Again, the battle is not necessarily to the strong.
很聪明也不见得就能够成功。
Just because you're smart doesn't mean you'll be successful.
所以要紧的就是在乎当时的机会。
But here, this verse says that the most important thing is time and chance.
所以有时候我们在做事业，我们在做什么工作也是一样。
This is true in our job.
那个机会非常重要。
Opportunity is very important.
啊，当然有聪明、才智、能力重要，但是这也是神给你的。
Of course, your talent, your skills, and your heart, and your strength also come from God.
啊，机会也是神赐给你。
And opportunity obviously comes from God.
以撒在基拉尔的时候啊，说那个时候遇到饥荒。
Isaac came across a famine once.
他本来要离开了。
He had planned on running away.
神说你不要离开，你在这里耕种，我赐福给你。
But God told him to stay put, and He will bless him.
结果他就乖乖在那里耕种，结果神赐福他有百倍的收成。
Isaac submitted to God, stayed put, and God blessed him 100-fold.
结果他这样就富足起来了。
He became rich from that point forward.
圣经里面说那个彼得啊，整个晚上打鱼打不到。
The Bible says that Peter tried to fish all night and caught nothing.
那后来他把船借给主耶稣。
And he lended his boat to Jesus.
耶稣说啊，我们把船开到水深的地方去打鱼。
Jesus said, launch out into the deep and cast your net.
耶稣说啊，叫他下网。
And Jesus told him to cast his net.
彼得说啊，我们整个晚上都打不到鱼。
Peter said to him, Lord, we caught nothing all night long.
不过照你的话,
But as you say, we will cast down our net.
结果一网起来啊, 满满的鱼啊, 和以往没有碰,
and surprisingly, they caught a full net full of fish, and the net did not break.
他找同伴来帮忙, 就装满那两艘,
they called for their partners and caught two boatful of fish. We have a brother in Canada.
以前在台湾的台北, 他开一个, 啊, 牛肉饼店,
he used to own a restaurant in Taipei.
我们曾经听过他的见证,
we heard of his testimonies before.
他说他本来是一个军人,
he used to be a soldier.
他退下来以后啊, 他就 卖面啊,
after he was discharged from the military, he began to sell noodle for a living.
有一个亲戚曾经这样讲,
and so one of his relatives said to him,
他说啊,其实他煮的那个面很难吃, 我才不想吃了。
He criticized his noodle, saying that the noodle is tastes really bad.
啊,所以没有生意啊。
And his business was very poor.
不过后来他信主。
After that, he believed in the Lord Jesus.
啊,当然,为着生活,
and he was looking for a solution on how to provide for his family. So he prayed to God.
他有一个晚上,
and one night he had a dream.
他说,
he had a dream that he was driving a jeep.
他往那个山上的小路一直开,一直开,
and he was driving off-road uphill.
啊,开到上面了,已经没有路了。
And he reached the top of the mountain, there's no more road.
啊,那里有一个城堡啊,很高很大,
he came to a large and huge castle, but there's no road.
啊,他说啊,他那个叔儿在梦中啊,说啊,他就用一条大绳子啊,把那个吉普车绑一绑,就背在身上。
So in his dream, he actually packed up his jeep and carried his jeep on his back.
啊,然后就爬,爬,爬,爬到上面去。
He began to climb the wall of this castle until the top.
啊,结果看到啊,上面,哇,整个都是那个牛肉山啊。
And when he got to the top of the castle, he saw a lot of beef.
啊,结果他的吉普车就开了,就从那边就,哦,冲过去了。
He put down his jeep and drove toward the mount, the piles of beef.
啊,结果他就想说,后来醒过来以后就想,奇怪,怎么会做这种梦?
When he woke up, he was trying to understand this very strange dream.
啊,不过后来,后来他就去用那个牛肉,做饼,牛肉馅饼。
And so after that, he decided to change his business and began to make bread with beef inside.
啊,本来也是一个小摊位。
And he started with a small vending booth.
啊,但是感谢主啊, 从那个时候开始神祝福他。 生意越来越好,
but thank God, from that time, God began to bless him, and he had really good business.
说本来外面只是一个推车啊,后来就跟人家租一个店面。
He started from with a booth, and later he rented a space.
一楼啊,坐满了,后来又变成两楼。
Then there are so many customers that he could not contain them. He rented the second floor of that same space.
后来, 那个屋主啊,看到他生意那么好啊,他就说,我要涨房租。
So the landlord decided to raise his rent because his business was going so well.
那个时候他就后来就在旁边啊,又买了一栋房子,啊,他就住几,搬出去住几。
So then he decided to buy a building next door, and he owned a new building.
那他说,为着要搬不搬啊, 那个时候他祷告整个晚上。
He said that he actually prayed entire night before he made a decision of, to move.
第二天到银行啊, 银行的那个经理说,你今晚去开, 我钱借给你。
So the next day when he went to the bank to borrow some loan, the manager said that whatever, however much you want, I will lend it to you.
他这个啊, 他虽然开一个小店铺啊, 这个很多人啊, 就慕名而来了,
even though this is not this is a small business, but many people, it became famous and people came from afar.
很多人啊,都还要来吃他的东西,都还要排队。
There's usually a long line to buy his food.
结果他换了地方以后啊, 真的, 那个地方又加倍的生意。
And after he moved his space, his business doubled again.
他说啊,他开始,那一次开始做生意的时候,他锁两个原则。
He said that he had two principles when he ran his business.
一个就是限十分之一,
one is he always offered tithe.
一个是安息日啊, 他就把那个店就关起来了,
the other is he always observed the Sabbath. He would shut down his business on Saturday. His whole family would come to church to worship.
他说就守这两个原则,
he said that those were the only two principles he had, and God blessed him abundantly.
啊,很奇妙啊。 真的神的祝,
amazingly, God's bless was abundant.
后来他因为生意不错了，已经收入够了，后来他就把那个店就顶给别人。
So after a while, he decided to sell his business to someone else.
啊，全家就移民出来。
And they immigrated to Canada.
啊，从温哥华就从他们家开始家庭聚会起。
And in fact, he was the first family in Vancouver area.
所以这里讲到说，敬畏神所生的道，神就会祝福他。
So this verse says that if a person fears God and walks in his ways, God will bless his business. So that he may eat the bread of his labor.
我们有的人啊,他辛苦了一辈子啊,但是呢,
some people work hard all their life, but they never get to enjoy it a bit.
因为传道书里面讲到说啊,有的人啊,神让他猪宰丰富啊,但是他却病痛啦。 啊，在恶气当中啊，来吃喝。
The book of Ecclesiastes says, even though some people make a great wealth, but God does not permit them to enjoy.
啊，有的人是有办法赚啊，但是没有办法保守。
Some people can make a lot, but they also lose a lot.
说那个袋子好像破洞一样，都流出去了。
Like a purse with a hole, he cannot contain.
啊，真的你主会努力啊，但是呢。 神如果不保守啊，渔网破了，鱼就流掉了。
It's true that without God's protection, your net will break and your fish will go.
所以在诗篇的127篇里面呢，
It is recorded in Psalm number 127.
说如果不是神在建造房屋，建造的人枉然劳力。
If it weren't for God, the builder of the house built in vain.
如果不是神帮你看守城池啊，看守的人就枉然警醒。
And unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
如果神让你网了一网的满满的鱼，
if God allow you to catch a netful of fish,
但是渔网破了，鱼不是都流掉了吗？
But if there's a hole in the net, then all the fish will run away.
所以神给你网满满的，但是神的恩典说，让你那个渔网不破。
So while God give you a netful of fish, God also protect your net.
所以我们要有神的保守啊，我们才能够享受劳碌的成果。
Indeed, we need God's protection and His guardians to preserve our earnings.
啊，这样就是神的一种束缚，敬神所道。
So this is the result of fearing God.
那再来说啊，我们要神要给敬畏他的人呢，有一个美满的家庭。
Next, the verse says that God will give you a happy family.
我们看128篇的第三节。Psalm 128:3。你居住在你的内室，好像多结果子的葡萄树；你儿子儿女围绕你的桌子，好像橄榄摘子。Your
wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house. Your children like olive plants all around your table.
讲起来，这个家庭生活很重要。
Our family life is very important.
因为我们人跟家庭，我们人没有办法离开家庭生活。Because
our life centers around our family.
而且我们一般一半的以上的时间都在家庭里面。And
we spend more than half of our life with our family.
所以有一个人写一本书，叫做《家庭就是爱的窝》了。Someone
wrote a book entitled The family is the nest of your love.
他说这个家庭就是我们人生的避风港。
Our family is the harbor of our life.
圣经里面说啊，我们人生啊，讲起来人生有很多劳苦，最后虚空。
The Bible tells us our life is filled with toil and vanity.
但是神让我们有一个家庭生活。
But God gives us a family life.
说是在我们虚空的人生当中啊，给我们有一个温暖。
Our family is a place we can find love and warmth in midst of this vain life.
所以家庭的幸福啊很重要。
So the happiness of our family plays an important role in our
life. 那假如说啊, 一个人的家庭哦, 没有办法真正得到快乐,
if a person's family is unhappy,
真的一生当中啊, 很可怜呢,
then his life is rather sad.
有时候会影响到我们的生活, 影响到我们的事业, 影响到我们的儿女,
it may have negative impact to the other aspects of your life.
因为敬畏神的人哦, 神要帮助他, 有一个圆满的一个家庭生活。
God will give those who fear him a happy family.
他说, 妻子在内室里面, 好像多结果子的葡萄树。
This verse says that the wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the heart of your house.
当然一个家庭啊，这个妻子的角色很重要。
We know that a wife plays a very important role in a family.
中国人在造住啊，一个家庭啊，底下有个女人。
The Chinese character for family is a house with a woman inside.
他说这个叫做安，安定。And
this character means stability.
所以有一个 好的太太啊，这个家庭就安定下来了。
So if you have a good wife at home, then your family will be stable and peaceful.
啊，箴言里面也是这样讲。
This is the same thing recorded in Proverbs.
说一个智慧的女人可以帮助丈夫啊，把这个家庭把它撑起来，把它建立起来。
A wise woman could help her husband to build up his home.
那一个愚昧的妇人呢，所以说就把家庭呢就把它拆散掉了。
A foolish woman, on the other hand, will destroy his home.
那当然，如果说我们夫妻之间呢，共同努力，家人之间共同努力，那这个家庭就建设起来了。
If the husband and the wife could work together, then they could build up their family.
但是这个婚姻呢，要能够美满幸福啊，一方面要神祝福，也要能够敬畏神所生道理。
Of course, it takes God's blessing to have a happy family, but also the couples must fear God.
我们最近参加几场教会亲人的婚礼。
Recently, we attended several matrimonial service in the church.
感谢主呢，看到这些年轻人呐，因为有道理，神也特别祝福。
We thank God that because these young people keep God in their mind, God especially blessed them.
夫妻很和谐，按照道理来建设家庭。
The couple would try to build their family with the truth of God.
啊，这都是真是得到神的祝福。
And truly, they will be blessed by God.
我们看到说，现在一般没有信主的人呐，家庭失败的例子相当多，相当普遍。
We know that the divorce rate among the non-believers is very high.
啊，但是真的，家庭生活要幸福啊，就是要有道理做基础。
But the word of God truly shall be the foundation of a happy family.
有主耶稣，真正做我们这个家庭的主。
Our Lord Jesus should be the master of our house.
像那个迦拿的筵席当中啊，说吃到一半，哇，酒没有了。
You remember the wedding banquet in Cana when they ran out of wine halfway.
还好主耶稣在那里。
But Jesus was there.
玛利亚说他们没有酒了。
Mary told him that they ran out of wine.
后来主耶稣就叫仆人说啊，把水倒在缸里，然后舀出来，就变成美酒。
The Lord commanded the servants to pour water into the pot, and then they brought out tasty wine.
那个婚姻啊，是组织我们的家庭生活。
This wedding banquet represents our family life.
因为难免啊，家家有本难念的经啊，有时候会好像酒用尽了。
Every family has its own problems. Sometimes it's like running out of wine.
但要紧是我们能够尊耶稣为我们这个家庭的主。
But the most important thing is to remember that Jesus is the Lord and the Master of our family.
祷告神，求神带领我们。
We ought to remember to pray to God for help.
大家都能够敬畏神，彼此相爱。
If every member in the family could fear God and love each other.
有主在我们的家庭里面。
If the Lord is in our family.
在很平稳的生活当中啊，你会享受到那个。
Then we could experience the sweetness and the happiness of our home in our everyday life.
就好像那个淡淡的白水啊，也能够变成芬芳的美酒。Even
the very bland water could turn into sweet wine.
而且这个酒是越来越芬香了。And
this wine gets better as it goes.
就是从神来的看顾跟带领就是这样。That
refers to the care and the blessings of our God.
所以圣经里面讲说啊。 贤惠的妻子是神赐的。
The Bible says that a good wife is a gift of God.
祖宗可以把财产留给你，但是贤惠的妻子是神赐的。
Wealth and riches can be inherited, but a good wife is given by God.
真的啊，你要有一个好的对象啊，要 敬畏神，神赏赐。
Indeed, if you fear God, God will give you a good spouse.
啊，夫妻之间啊，守道理，相敬相爱。
And the two of you will walk on God's way together and love each other.
在生活上、信仰上互相扶持、帮助。
You could be each other's helper in your pursuit of faith.
啊，这样就能够建立一个美满的家庭。
And you'll be able to build a happy family together.
那来说，儿女围绕着桌子，好像橄榄摘子。
Verse 3 continues to say that your children are like olives, olive plants around your table.
前面有谈到说啊，好像多结果子的葡萄树啊。
Earlier it mentioned the wife is like a fruitful vine.
因为犹太人啊，他们本来承受神祝福说要生养众多嘛，所以他们以前不节义。
In the traditional Jewish culture, because God blessed them with many descendants, so they do not practice birth control.
生养众多。
They like to have many children.
所以这里祝福说，好像葡萄树一样，结很多果子。
So that's why here it says that the wife should be like a fruitful vine.
啊，当然这个也有属灵意思啊，就是有好美德哈。
Of course, the spiritual meaning is that we would have many good deeds.
啊，再来说这个儿女啊，虽然很多啊，但是大家很和乐，好像围在一个。
Then it says that your children are many and they are very harmonious around your table.
如果孩子多了啊，大家争来争去哦，啊，这个做父母亲的也头痛。
It actually makes the parents sad if the children fight against each other.
那祖孙很多啊，大家又爱心，彼此互相看顾。
But if all the descendants could care and love each other,
那就是一个非常美好的一种景象。
Then this would be a very beautiful picture.
那就当然要敬畏神才能够得到这样。
Of course, these gifts are only given to those who fear God.
哦，我爸爸是42岁生重病嘛，后来来信主。
My father became very ill when he was 42 years old, and he came to believe in Jesus.
主耶稣祝福我们这个家庭。
And the Lord Jesus began to bless our family.
在我爸爸八十岁的时候
，When my father was 80 years old，
那我们兄弟姐妹啊，亲戚通通回来。
All of my brothers and sisters and they all came home。
我们就在我们家是住在新港教会的旁边嘛。
My house used to be right next to the church。
所以那一次就借用教会的场地呀、啊，办了十桌。
So at that time we borrowed the church facility and we had 10 table worth of family and relatives.
总共有93个。
From my parents who are 80 some years old, we had 93 people.
其实有些亲戚啊，那一次如果不见面的话，我都不太认识。
To tell you the truth, I don't know some of the relatives in that gathering.
我爸爸他就讲说，他一生当中他也没有得到什么财富。
But my father made such a remark. He said that he did not receive a lot of riches or wealth.
啊，有些外邦人就跟他讲说，哎，周先生啊，你命很好哦。
But some people, some non-believers said that you have a good life.
啊，但是他说我名声很好啦，因为我你看子孙这么多。
He said that I have a good name because look at all my children.
啊，小孩子很多哈。
I have many descendants.
啊，其实这是神的恩典。
But this is actually the grace of God.
而且都能够在主里面，这是他最大的安慰。
It made my dad so happy that all of his descendants are in the Lord.
所以圣经里面讲到说，儿女是神所赐的产业。
The Bible says that our children are our inheritance from God.
啊，真的，儿女的教育能够成功啊，啊，这是父母亲最大的安慰。
It is true that the parents will be so proud and happy if the children could grow up.Well educated in the Lord.
这里讲到说儿子啊，好像那个橄榄摘子。
Here it says that the children are like olive plants.
啊，非常的华美啊，充满着希望。
They are filled with hope.
所以说啊，儿女要敬畏神呐、啊，啊，自然神就看顾他们，在神的爱中来成长。
If our children also fear God, then God will also love them and protect them.
啊，所以神是给我们啊有祖孙呐、啊，我们要。用神的道理来教导他们。
Since God has blessed us with children, we need to try to teach them with the word of God.
所以家庭生活其实讲起来很重要哈。
Again, our family life is very important.
我们要蒙神祝福，第一个敬畏神，第二个要重视家庭生活。
If we want to be blessed by God, first we have to fear God. Secondly, we have to pay attention to
our family. 当然，我们要关心神的家。
We also have to pay attention to the house of God.
所以我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
诗篇一百二十八篇第五节。
Psalm number 128 verse 5.
说神啊，从锡安赐福给你，愿你一生一世看见耶路撒冷的好处。
The Lord bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life.
这个锡安啊，是古时候他们在那里建造圣殿圣城的地方。
Zion is a site where the people built their temple.
以色列人啊，一年都要几次到圣城锡安那里啊去敬拜神。
For several times a year, the Israelites have to return to the holy city Zion to worship God.
大卫说啊，我一生一世所寻求的啊。就希望常常在神的殿里面，在那里求问神。
David says that one thing I ask in my life, that is I may dwell in the house of the Lord.
可以在那里瞻仰神的荣美。
That I may behold His beauty.
啊，所以他虽然做王啊，他不是羡慕王宫里面的生活。
Even though King David had great status and a nice palace, but he did not long to stay in his own palace.
他所盼望的是常常能够到圣殿里面去那里。拜神啊，亲近神。
But rather, he desired to go into the house of God to worship Him and to behold Him.
所以有一些诗人说啊，我宁可在这边住一天呐、啊，也不要在别的地方住一千天。
Some poet say that I rather live here for a day than to live anywhere else for 1,000 days.
哦，宁可在神的殿里面看门呐、啊，我不愿意住在恶人的帐篷里面。
I rather be a doorman in God's house than to be the king of the wicked.
大卫说啊，人如果对我说，我们到圣殿去拜神，我心中就充满着欢喜。
King David said that I am happy and joyful when people tell me to go into the house of God.
因为他向往亲近神呐、啊，啊，到神的殿去拜神。
Because he desires and longs to come closer to God.
啊，所以神就特别祝福他。
God especially blessed him.
他曾经向先知这样说。
David once said to the prophets.
说我住在王宫，啊，神的殿呢、啊，还在那个帐，神的约柜在那个帐幕里面。
I am living in the nice palace, and the tent of God is still the tabernacle of God is still in the tent.
所以我想为神建殿，啊，让约柜能够放在里面。
I would like to build a temple for God so that His tabernacle could rest there.
那样拿先先就说啊，你可以照你的心意去行。
Prophet Nathan said that you could go ahead and do that.
但是后来神对先知说啊，因为大卫曾经杀人哦，曾经打仗。
But God said to the prophet that David had shed too much blood.
所以神没有召让他来建殿。
God did not want him to build the temple.
啊，那神要让他的儿子啊成为一个太平的王，啊再来建造圣殿。
Instead, God wanted the son of David to become a king of peace and to build a temple for him.
啊，那是因为大卫有这样的心啊，关心神的殿。
Because David had a heart to contribute to the house of God.
他说、啊、我。如果没有为神的殿找到一个居所啊，我的晚上不没有办法睡着。
He said that I am not able to fall asleep at night unless I find a dwelling place for God.
啊，因为那一种心啊，神就悦纳，神就祝福给他了。
God was well pleased and accepted his heart.
神对他说啊。
God said to him,
要让他的祖孙一直坐在他的王位上面。
That his descendants shall always reign on the throne.
啊，所以大卫后来很激动说啊。哦，这个不是一般人都能够得到的。神怎么我这么卑微，神把这样大的福气赐给我
？David realized that this is an extra grace and blessing, and he did not know why God would bless him so much.
所以圣经里面说，你关心耶路撒冷、关心神的殿的人呐、啊，神就让他兴旺，神就赐福给他。
The Bible says that God will bless you if you care about His house.
所以让他可以一生一世看见耶路撒冷的好处。
That you may see the goods of Jerusalem all the days of your life.
可以看到神的荣耀啊，看到神的教会兴旺啊，他自己也不断的一直蒙。
While you see the glory and the growth of the church, you will also be blessed by God.
所以我们关心神的家哦，神就祝福你的家。
God will bless your family if you care about His family.
我们看到有些弟兄姊妹啊，他默默爱神的家，关心教会的事工。
We see that there are some brothers and sisters who care and work for God's house quietly.
啊，所以神就暗中祝福给他。
And God also blessed them quietly in secret.
因为爱神的人啊，必然兴旺。
Because he who loves God will prosper.
那说明我们关心神的家的事，说观察家务不出闲患。
The Bible encourages us to care about the house of God and not to eat idly.
啊，学习奉献捐输。
To learn to offer and contribute.
啊，常常守安息日。
To observe the Sabbath.
其实这些都是我们蒙福的一些秘诀。
Actually, these are secrets to obtaining God's blessing.
Yeah, 你常常关心神的家，神会透过西安祝福去给你。
If you care about the house of God, God will bless you through Zion.
真的，我们生活当中有这样的很多这样的体验。
It is true that we can experience these blessings in our life.
刚才我当传道以后，因为我本来工作辞掉，我就来当传道，我没有得到什么。
Let me share with you my story. When I became a minister, I resigned from my good job and I received nothing extra.
哎呦，我们兄弟很多啊。
I have many brothers.
啊，我们也没有指望说从我父亲那里得到什么产业。
We did not expect to receive any inheritance from my father.
以前我在上班的时候。
When I was working.
啊，我有一个哥哥，他先当传道啊。
One of my older brother was already a minister.
啊，我们那个时候就说啊，因为。 他传道生活比较辛苦一点，所以我们就把唯一的房租就给他。
At that time, we figured that he's a poor minister, so we will give him my father's only inheritance, the house.
其他的兄弟就不计较。
And all the other brothers would surrender the house to him.
那虽然我岳父家他经济情形，因为他做生意嘛，本来经济情形不错。
My father-in-law was a businessman, and he had pretty good financial status.
但他对孩子啊，他就你要自己努力。
But he wanted his children to work for their own for themselves.
所以我太太他们从小都观念就是说，我们自己努力得到的，这才是我们努力的成果，在比较有价值。
So my wife also did not respect anything and. Wanted to treasure what she made for herself.
那所以我岳母啊，后来跟我太太讲说啊，你们女孩子，你们就不要想说跟其他的兄弟啊分产业。
My mother-in-law, in fact, told my wife that do not expect to get anything from your father.
那是以前的这种观念嘛，哈。This
was the traditional Chinese custom.
我知道说燕林教会有一个姐妹，她的妈妈的观念就不一样了。
I will tell you, in Garden Grove Church, there's a sister who thinks very differently.
她说，女儿跟儿子要一样。He
said that the daughter and the son should be equal.
她有说，提媳妇提出来享受，女儿嫁出去啊，一点都不给她，让她去受苦。
It does not make sense to give all the inheritance to the son and not to the daughter.
有时候很多产业，她公平分。So
she would divide her inheritance equally between her sons and daughters.
当然了，我们就。 没有指望这个,
but that was not the case for me or my wife.
我们当传道者的生活会不是，本来就是够用而已的。
As you know, the living allowance for the ministers is not abundant.
不过有时候看到神的祝福啊，真的很多啊，超过我们所求所想的。
But God has blessed me above and beyond what I expected.
来美国以后啊。
After I came to America,
两个小孩子上高中,
my two children went to high school.
那个时候为了要让他们上比较好的学校啊，选学区。
At that time, we wanted to find them a good school district.
所以房租就比较高一点。
So we had a high rent.
还有台湾那个时候买一个，曾经有一栋小房子啊，卖掉以后，后来那些钱呢就补贴用。
So we started to make a payment, a rental payment, from the proceeds of our house in Taiwan.
后来他们上大学以后啊，其实有一部分也是帮他们，让他们升学。And
we also helped them with their college tuition.
那所以当小孩子都上大学以后，我们就搬家了。After
they went to college, we moved to we decided to move.
租到一个比较便宜的地方。And
we rented a place that's less expensive.
有一个多伦多的执事啊，那以前都是年轻的时候的朋友。
And then there's a deacon from Toronto Church who was my good friend.
来到我们家说啊，你们怎么住在这个纽约的贫民区里面？
He came to my house and said, "How can you live in the New York ghetto?"
不过我们也觉得说啊，反正同样住嘛，生活安定就好了。
But I thought it was just fine that we had a stable and a happy family.
不过那个时候房租真的是比原来啊只一半。
But our rent was at least 50% lower than our original rent.
因为有一个孩子要住在学校里面啊，所以他另外还有一笔开销。
Because one of our children was living in school and had to pay a room and board.
哦，感谢主啊！后来小孩子毕业了以后啊，就。 就比较轻松了。
But we thank God that after both of their graduation, our responsibility became lighter.
神给他们一些 工作啊都不错。
And God has given them really good jobs.
而且神的带领啊真的很奇妙，超过我们所想的。
The guidance of God is truly above and beyond our imagination.
因为他们来的时候是高中啊，啊刚好要不久就要考 SAT 啊。
They came to the States when they became high school students and they had to prepare for SAT.
啊，当然对他们压力也很大。
Of course, that gave them a lot of pressure.
我们的大人也没有办法教他们。
And as adults, we can't really help them much.
所以我跟大女儿讲说啊，你每天祷告30分钟，然后看神怎么带领你。
So I told my daughter that just pray for 30 minutes a day and see how God guides you.
啊，真的，她后来申请四个学校啊，这个学校都收钱收她。
And amazingly, all the four schools that she applied to all accepted her.
她后来算一算啊，就住在家里，啊，走路10分钟就可以到。
So she decided to go to a school within walking distance.
啊，所以她就选择那个药学系，从一年级读到五年级。
And she decided to study pharmacy for 5 years.
啊，毕业以后啊，又到另外一个学校去进修。
After she graduated, she went to another school for further study.
啊，从三年级开始啊。
From her third year,
有一个医院啊，就来找她。
A hospital came and talked to her.
叫她每个周末去上班。
And they asked her to go work every weekend.
本来是星期六8个小时，星期日8个小时。
8 hours on Saturday and 8 hours on Sunday.
但是她说啊，我星期六要到教会。
She told them that she had to go to church on Saturdays.
那个主管说没有关系，那你星期天来。
So the manager says that's fine, just come on Sunday.
啊，我叫另外一个人啊，星期六来上整天的。
They hired somebody else to work on Saturday instead.
星期日啊，他就上2班。
So she would work 2 shifts on Sunday.
7点多一直上到11点。
From 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
哦，那就我一个礼拜，每天一个礼拜一天啊，一个月下来，一个月都可以拿1000多块钱哦。
And even though she was only working 1 day a week, she received more than $1,000 a month.
所以她自己的生活费都没有问题。
So she was able to keep up her own expenses.
啊，一直做到她到另外一个学校。
And she kept that job until she graduated.
啊，毕业以后又想回来，说要到原来的医院去工作。
After she graduated, she wanted to return to the hospital for work.
啊，结果等考起来一个月在那里等。
She waited for about a month.
想说奇怪，他因为他们换院长啊，所以他就等。
Because there is a change in the management, so she had to wait for a while.
他就另外去一家医院考试。
Then she decided to apply to a different hospital.
后来那一家就是纽约市最好的医院。
And that ended up to be the best hospital in New York City.
啊，比本来更好。
It was better than the first hospital.
让他去上班了以后，原来的另外一家医院呢？大概是第二的医院呢，也来找他。
After she started working, the first hospital came and notified her.
我们想说啊，神都把那个最好的就留给他。
We thought it was how amazing how God always arranged the best for her.
真的很奇妙，神的恩典很多。
It was truly amazing how much we receive from God.
啊，本来我想说我们经济情形不是很好。
I thought that we were not very well to do.
我调来加州的时候啊，我们就住在一个 apartment 里面。
When we moved to California, we lived in an apartment.
我想说，就有两个大人嘛。
I figured there's only the two of us.
没想到啊，小儿子突然间来探望我们，结果找到一个工作，他又跑过来。
So, to our surprise, my son visited us and found a job here in LA and decided to stay with us.
我们住来一段时间以后。
After staying together in the apartment for a while,
后来妈妈那个时候生病。
My wife became sick.
所以在那个 apartment 里面就觉得比较吵啊，晚上睡不好。
And she thought it was too noisy in the apartment, and she couldn't fall asleep at night.
那个时候我们就想说买个房子。
We decided then to purchase a home.
结果有一个姐妹啊，那个一个韩国姐妹啊，亲姐妹就帮我们介绍。
So one of her sister in the church who's a real estate agent.
我们一看呢、一看就说好，就跟他定下来。
Gave us a lead.
不到30分钟就决定了。
Within 30 minutes, we found a house. We made a decision.
当我们决定以后，后来啊，有人又要加钱。
After we decided to purchase, someone else tried to outbid us.
因为那个时候我们只是去看一看啊，也没有想说要订，所以只是说觉得不错就跟他 sign， 他也没有给人家定金。
At that time we were not well prepared, so even though we put our name on the paper, we did not put down a deposit.
后来那一天下午才把定金拿去给金姐妹。
And that afternoon we delivered our deposit to the sister.
没想到哈、哦， 这样突然间这样那个房价啊，突然间在加州的房价，我们都知道这两年了涨很多。
As many of us know that the real estate market has boomed in Southern California in the past 2 years.
我们订了那个房子以后
，After we purchased the home，
他打电话跟我女儿讲。
We call our daughter.
因为她那个那一年刚好要结婚嘛。
She was preparing to get married that year.
结果她说她也订了一个房间。
She told me that she also purchased the home.
哈，这也是神的恩典。
Again, this is the grace of God.
那最近因为我调到柳州去。
As you know, recently I was relocated to Dallas.
那想说在那边也要有一个住的地方。
Well, obviously, I need to find a place to stay there.
我儿子是五月底的时候把原来的工作辞掉。
My son actually resigned from his job at the end of May.
那个时候就考虑到说是不是要过去，一起过去。
He was considering of moving with us.
所以我们在找的时候就希望说他过去了也可以有他住的地方。
So we were looking for a house with enough space for my son as well.
那我们因为时间很紧啊，所以就看一个下午两个小时，我们就决定就买了一栋房子。
Because we didn't have a whole lot of time, we spent 2 hours one afternoon and decided on a house in Dallas.
那个时候想说我那边要付啊，所以这边的房子一定要买。
At that time, I figured if I buy a house in Texas, I have to sell my house in California.
因为我儿子啊，他那个时候工作辞掉了，
because、
所以我要负担两边就有压力。
At that time, my son had already resigned from his job, so I can't pay mortgage in two places.
但是上市了以后啊，奇怪怎么好像不很容易啊。
After we put our house in the market, somehow it seems difficult to sell.
啊，本来呢，我们跟那个姐妹讲说，没有关系，你就帮我们全权处理这样。
So we asked the sister to take over the entire process.
本来她已经讲了一个价钱要卖给别人了。
And she actually had already set a price and was ready to go into escrow.
后来突然间呢、她觉得说好像这个价钱不晓得对不对，她就问隔壁呀、他就后来他发现说他讲的价钱就比较低一点，后来他就说啊，那没有办法卖给他。
So later she realized her asking price was too low, so she withdrew her offer.
没想到过了几天以后，儿子又找到一个工作。
A few days later, my son found another job here in LA.
而且比本来的待遇也好啊，比较高，比较欢哎。那个工作也比较好，他很喜欢这个工作。
It was a job that he likes better with higher pay.
他说他现在有工作以后啊，那个房子就不急着再卖了。
So now with his new job, we're not in a hurry to sell our home in California.
啊，所以因为他还要住在这里。
Because he will continue to stay in LA.
就从那个家里面出来，一下子就到了。
And the work is actually very close to our home.
所以，我去德州的时候啊，在上上礼拜。
So 2 weeks ago in Texas,
我儿子去帮我一些忙。
My son visited me.
他就在我们开车的时候，他就在聊。
And in the car, we were talking.
他说我们两年多前呢、我们都一直都在住 apartment 我们都租房子。
He said it was only 2 years ago when we were still renting an apartment.
但是没想到啊，两年多以后，现在不到三年了，我们现在家有三栋房子。
3 years later, now there are 3 houses in my family.
虽然有一部分是大部分是贷款呐、
Even though a big part of it is a mortgage.
然后加起来啊，算起来，神给我们的祝福也是相当多、相当大。
But if you add it all together, God has blessed us.
那这个都是我们以前所没有办法想象得到的。
All this is beyond our imagination.
他说真的好像从天上掉下来一样。
Truly, the grace and blessing of God have fallen down from heaven.
这是神的怜悯跟祝福。
This is due to God's mercy and grace.
圣经里面说啊，你说人算不如天算呢。
The Bible says that God has better plan for us.
神如果要祝福给人的话，就很容易。
It is easy if God decides to bless you.
有时候神如果不祝福啊，我们一直拼啊，拼到最后还是空空的。
But if He does not want to bless you, it doesn't matter how hard you work.
所以赏赐在神呐、
So God is the giver of all things.
因为神是万福的来源。
Because He's the source of all blessings.
那我们都亲近神哦，求神带领我们的脚步。
We need to come closer to God and ask Him to guide our footsteps.
好像以色列人哦，摩西说：“你们慢慢看，安静看，看神怎么带领，怎么为你征战，为你开路。”
Moses says to the Israelites, "Be quiet and watch and wait, wait and watch how God guides you.
有时候我们对我们未来的人生啊，有时候不安定啊，就会有点犹豫。
Sometimes we will be anxious and worry about our future.
但是我们学习啊，交托神，靠神来带领我们的一生。
Let's learn to trust God and have God submit to His guidance.
我们求主带领祝福我们大家。
The Lord continue to guide us and bless us all.
尤其哦，我们当新移民来到一个新环境哦，我们更应当抓住神，很重要。
Especially those of us who are new immigrants, we have to learn to hold on to God.
阿神就会带领我们的脚步。
God will guide our first steps.
来唱诗466首。
Sing hymn number 466.